From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday's announcement of a guilty plea by a Columbus, Ohio truck driver, a naturalized citizen born in Kashmir, lent substance to stories of ongoing al-Qaeda activity inside the United States. Iman Faris admitted to conspiring with and supporting the terrorist group. The Justice Department says he worked on a plot that targeted the Brooklyn Bridge. Faris was actually named and pictured in a Newsweek magazine story earlier this week called Al-Qaeda in America. Michael Isikoff is one of the reporters who wrote that story, which has since been updated online. And Michael, first, how did federal investigators find out about Faris?
Well, it really goes back to the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the September 11th mastermind last March in Pakistan. In his safe house, authorities found all sorts of computer disks, cell phones, and other records that helped them identify a number of al-Qaeda operatives inside the United States who Khalid Sheikh Mohammed apparently was in touch with. At first, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did not offer up much, did not tell investigators anything he didn't think they already knew. But once they got those records, once they were able to identify these people, they went back to him, and he finally fessed up to a degree that these were, in fact, individuals who he was in touch with about planning terrorist operations inside the United States.
And the individual we all heard about this week, Faris, how senior a character was he in the al-Qaeda scheme of things in the U.S.?
Hard to say how senior he was, if he was senior at all. What we do know as a result of the plea agreement that was unsealed yesterday is that he had been in Afghanistan in the training camps in late 2000, had met with Osama bin Laden, had met and discussed terrorist operations with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and then had been come here with the instructions to, among other things, case the Brooklyn Bridge for a terrorist attack that appears to have involved cutting the suspension cables, and then also a simultaneous operation in Washington that appears to have involved derailing passenger trains.
The idea of simultaneous attacks on landmark targets in New York or in Washington, D.C., this all sounds extremely reminiscent of 9/11. Do we get the impression from federal investigators that al-Qaeda is essentially still trying to do the same thing all the time?
Well, it's clearly how they think. It's clearly how Khalid Sheikh Mohammed thinks. I mean, in fact, when I was reading the plea bargain yesterday and I saw the reference to simultaneous operations in Washington and New York, I had to look carefully at the date because I thought it was a reference to 9/11, but in fact it's a reference to a terrorist attack after 9/11. And this is, you know, in these large symbolic terms, is the way Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other al-Qaeda leaders do think.
Is it your impression that federal investigators figure that this Brooklyn Bridge and Washington, D.C. target plot of Iman Faris was the al-Qaeda plot of the season, that there's one such thing going on perhaps at any given time, or that there are dozens of such things being planned at various times?
Unclear. I don't think that they think that this was the plot. On the other hand, they really don't know how much is out there. One of the frustrating elements of this is, while not just Faris, a number of other operatives have been approached and have been apprehended since Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's capture in the United States. In fact, we talk about some of them in the Newsweek cover story. But we're also told it has not led to the identification of other al-Qaeda operatives in the United States. They've been a bit disappointed on that front. Even though these people appear to be cooperating, they apparently don't know the identity of others. Now, that leaves open the question, are there many others out there, and is al-Qaeda so compartmentalized that each of these operatives are kept apart from others, much as the way the September 11th plot worked, in which all the hijackers didn't really know each other until the very end? Or is it that there may not be as many out there as some believe?
Michael, thank you once again.
Anytime.
Reporter Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine.